He was up. This is your little brother Juan Diego, and today we're going to talk about cashing in on sex parties. And I know some of y'all are like, what in the hell is Juan Diego going to talk about this for? But hell, you know, this is my alter ego, so I got to get this craziness out of me some way, so I might as well talk about this shit. You know how I am. Well, anyway, sex parties are a great way to meet people. I like doing them simply because they offer the ultimate type of privacy and discretion that you could possibly ask for. I mean, you can literally say what type of people that you want, what type of size you want, if you want to even go with color, what type of color you want. And you can literally pick that type of person or have a group of those people that meet your fantasy. You know, so it's great because you can make it as private as you want. You can make it as discreet as you want. And also, sex parties also allow people that have similar, you know, sexual fetishes to come together and enjoy themselves. I'm a big fan of doing everything safe. I don't believe in barebacking. I don't believe in them condomless parties and shit. You know, but there are a lot of people who like that. And so for those people, you know, sex parties can be their way of meeting other guys that are into exactly what they're into. Sex parties also are a great way to bring in some extra cash. There are some brothers who say they may not need the money. But you know, to me, an extra $200 in my pocket always makes the day seem a little bit easier. But you know, you can put something together and have a low-cost donation, $10, $15. And you know, you can meet a group of great people and do your thing. I remember some parties back in the day, like Blatino, at their height, they were pulling in 300 people on a given night charging $20. You all do the math. Today, we don't have anybody that's really bringing in those type of numbers in the private house party scene. The biggest party that I probably know of is Jacks of Color out of New York. And they bring in like 175 people. And theirs is different because theirs is a type of party for anybody can walk in and come in. And the lower your standards are, the more people you're going to bring in. But that's what they do. And they do a very excellent job at doing what they do. But I just wanted to, you know, talk about, you know, for a brother who's thinking about doing something, cashing in on it. You know, it's a very good opportunity to meet some great people. You'd be surprised at the type of brothers you meet when you host a party. I personally have the type of event that is sex optional, where brothers can come in and they're not forced to do anything, you know, but everybody has to dress now. That's the one rule of coming to undercoverlife.com, which is my personal event. You know, everybody has to dress down, t-shirt, underwear, but no one has to do anything. But it's just a great way to meet some cool people. Most of the brothers that I've met through my events are lawyers, doctors, all kinds of brothers. And I've been able to make some wonderful connections and actually get into certain circles through the party that I couldn't get in through the door. So you just never know who you're going to meet. And another thing, sex parties are the ultimate fantasy. I mean, it's a fantasy for me to see a whole bunch of professional, masculine brothers get together and be able to leave all of the mask and all of the shit and the stuff that they have to present to the world. And they can just come and just be themselves. They can talk, they can laugh, they can talk about their sexuality, they can talk about life, they can watch some videos, and then if they want to get down, they got the other room to do it. That's my fantasy, and that's one reason why I love doing it. Also, another reason why I love doing the parties is I like contributing to, you know, not having HIV spread as much as it is spreading. People can be on whatever side of the issue they are, but I provide tons of condoms, and I've noticed that in my events, brothers will use a condom. Whereas when I've gone to, say, bookstores or observe what was going on at the different bookstores and stuff, those dudes, I am not going to lie to you, most of them will not put a condom on and they will fuck bareback. I've seen it happen at the Follies, the old Follies in D.C. Plenty of times you see the guys get in the Follies, they get in the back, they start going, no condoms whatsoever. But in the type of private sex party environment, I've seen how many brothers, you know, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to put a condom on. The first thing they're going to do, they're going to practice safe sex. Also, many of the private sex parties, I don't know if you know that, a lot of them in New York actually go through a type of sex, safer sex type of orientation for a lot of the dudes. That way, brothers know and get the information of protecting themselves. Now, if you're looking for information on how to set up your own sex party, your own event. I have written an ebook which is now made available to anyone who becomes a member of DieselLife.com. In the ebook, I actually go over how to set up a party, where to go, what hotels to use, all kinds of information. It takes you from step A of coming up with the concept of the party all the way to the day that you open your door. And it's a really great ebook that is actually going to be uploaded for anybody who becomes a member of Diesel Life magazine. The subscription is $12 a year. In addition to that, you'll get the dating audio downloads, which are really great because I put information up there that really helps brothers to be able to get more dates and be able to step up their game. I really believe that a lot of times it's not necessarily, you know, a person's looks, but a lot of times it's just presentation and knowing what things to say and what things not to say, and also putting yourself in the right place to meet people who are looking for exactly what you have to offer. So you'll get that. You'll get the ebook of the Cashing In on Sex Parties, and also in addition, you will also get a whole host of underground videos. I get sent hundreds of videos almost every single day, just sex videos, all kinds of fetishes and stuff. And you'll get access to that entire website, which is undercoverbrothers.com. I place all of the bonuses and the discounts and all of that good shit. I put it on that website so brothers don't have to go all over the internet looking for it. But if you're looking for more information on how to set up your sex party, you know, you can get that information. What I wanted to do here is kind of give you a general overview of cashing in on sex parties to give you information on why a person would actually go into the quote-unquote sex party business or even think about putting an event together. I will do another audio download within a few days, and we're going to talk about marketing and why marketing is very, very effective and why marketing should be done for an event. And why you should, you know, develop some type of precautions to protect the event that you do. I wrote that piece of information. It's called How to Protect Your Sex Party and How to Market Your Sex Party some time ago, but I am going to give that out for free. So just go to the site. The information will be placed on this site here, the Podomatic site, within about 4 or 5 days. So I'm not going to do a bait and switch. I'd rather give you some really good information, you know, to get you warmed up so you can support the shit that we're doing at Diesel. Also, if you would like to come to an event, check out undercoverlife.com. We have a party coming up July 14th in Raleigh, North Carolina. Make sure you get your pictures in. Make sure you check out the site for more information. Well, if you have any questions, you know how to hit me, info@dieselife.com, info@undercoverlife.com, or info@undercoverbrothers.com. Take care. Peace.